Go ahead and get this going. I don't know who's all going to be in here, but we'll see. One, two, three. All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the Grim... Well, it's Grim Rants Live. Don't really have a big crew in here because I'm doing it my own server. I'm only doing this for an hour, and then I'm pretty much going to crash because I was up late last night with DP doing a bunch of different content and trying to figure out stable diffusion. So, I gotta thank Neo for that, getting me on that journey, which I guess there's a bug. It wasted a lot of time. We could have made more content. But anyway, let's get on with it. So, this is about something that I was gonna cover on the show, which I've already uploaded, but I didn't think it would be good for just a regular show. I think it would be something that people should be able to discuss. So that's what I'm doing. And the article that I've got here comes from... Oh man, hold on. It's a little far back here. Where was it? Oh, here we are. Psychology Today. So, Psychology Today has written an article. August 11th, so it's not too old. Men subscribing to OnlyFans are not who you might think. This is by Lauren Vinopal of Dinner Party Smart. If you've ever asked who would pay for porn, the answer could be surprising. OnlyFans, as you may know, is an online platform for sexually explicit content. It has upwards of 130 million users. And much of its success has been attributed to the sense of connection the subscription-based model gave consumers during the pandemic. What you find on OnlyFans is not always exactly pornography, at least in a traditional sense, but it's not porn. Much like Supreme Court Justice Potter Stewart said of pornography back in 1964, I know it when I see it. And if you're on OnlyFans for a few minutes, even seconds, you'll certainly see some porn. Generally speaking, men tend to consume more pornography compared to women, and there is emerging evidence that men are at the center of a larger loneliness epidemic. Data from the Pew Research Center indicate that 63% of men under 30 are single by choice compared to 51% in 2019. I think that's a lot, I don't think porn has anything to do with that. I think they're just blaming porn on that, but... No, I think that has a lot to do with the pandemic and just the way people have changed, I guess, post-2019. Everything in the
world... How would it be like if people were bitching that people aren't farming anymore and they're blaming video games? Why aren't people picking rice anymore? It's like, no, they're playing those video games. It's going to be that we don't have to do it anymore because we invented tractors and shit?
Yeah.
Can we have extra free time?
Some experts blame social media. Okay, social media, maybe. Maybe there's a lot of people on social media doing things, that could be it. And porn for this decline in connection. Given that OnlyFans represents the intersection of the two, it would make sense that lonely single men would be driving the company's success. It is a convenient theory, but the only problem is that the opposite seems to be true. A majority of subscribers are married men. Who would have thought that? They're married. The majority of men on OnlyFans are married. It's not the incels or whatever that they tried to say. It's men in traditional married relationships. Guys that have walked a woman down the altar, said their vows, maybe have some children. These are the guys that are now tired of their bitchy wives, so they're going on to OnlyFans for the company of a woman that reminds them of probably their wife when she was younger, less bitchy, and all these other things. Because I see that a lot with men, just, you know, in my job. You can tell when the spark of a relationship has just gone out of it. When people just go through the motions of things, you know? Like, maybe a long time ago when they were boyfriend and girlfriend, holding hands and kissing and doing all that thing, having sex, it was fun. But as they got older and they had kids and They had, you know, they went their separate ways. She does her job. He does his job. They come home. They eat. They may say a few words. Go to bed. That's it. And then they fucking do that day after day after day after day after day. There's nothing else going on. So, yeah. They're going to go over there to OnlyFans to talk to a young woman because the wife, you know, sometimes after a woman has kids, she can put on weight. And sometimes that weight, you know, the baby weight, sometimes they don't lose it. Like, sometimes a woman's just like, you know what? I gained this weight. I'm going to keep this weight. I'm going to be fat. I'm not going to go to the gym and work it off. I know these fitness trainers, these fitness women. Dude, if they get pregnant, because I've seen them get pregnant, after they get pregnant, they fucking hit the gym hard. Like, they are doing everything they can to get that baby weight so they can get their abs back. You won't find that with your modern, you know, a lot of your modern women. They're not going to do that shit. They're like, well, you know, I'm fat, so you're just going to have to fucking deal with it. Now, look, I'm a fat woman. And look, it's body positivity. I'm fat. Like, I'm not saying anything against fat. If you are fat, you know, it is what it is. Some people like fat women. According to Neil, a lot of bodybuilders love fat women. Maybe that's the truth. Maybe there are some, you know, of course, we know Will loves fat women. I don't have anything against fat women. I'm just saying maybe the man that married his wife when she was young and thin and beautiful, maybe he doesn't like her so much now that she's fat and angry all the time and nagging at him and all that kind of thing. It really sours the relationship, you know? So, OnlyFans is less of an antidote to loneliness and more of a fidelity cheat code. This twist comes from one of the first studies to break down OnlyFans user demographics after surveying 335 men and 383 women ages 18 to 71. Wow, that's a fucking range, isn't it? Researchers found that OnlyFans subscribers on average were 63% male, 68% white. Wow, that's kind of interesting. And 89% married. With 59% of users identifying as heterosexual and 37% identifying as bi or pansexual. Whatever. This could seem like a high number, but a 2022 poll from Gallup showed that bisexual individuals make up a majority of the LGBTQ demographic at 57%. According to another Gallup survey from 2021, 17% of bisexual people marry someone of the opposite sex, compared to 1% who enter same-sex marriages. Isn't that interesting that people that say, I'm bisexual, they end up marrying the opposite sex anyway? Oh yeah, I like girls too, but I'm with this man. Really like girls, but I married this man. Really weird, right? Because a lot of women do that shit. Oh, I like girls. I like girls more than guys. But I'm going to marry this guy. Okay. Doesn't make any sense to me, but you do you.
Whether you're confusing marriage for love and stuff. Because normally it's like when you get married, like if you just wanted like sex and companionship, you would just stay. Like, there's no reason to involve the government, right?
Right.
If you involve the government, that necessarily means you're trying to start a family.
Exactly.
And the way biology works in order to start a family. Yeah.
Like, assuming most opposite-sex couples are heterosexual, or that most OnlyFans users are single men, it's a tricky assumption to believe that married men may not also experience loneliness. Lead author... Well, of course they do! TFM's talked about the guy that basically feels alone because his wife turned off all sex. There's no romance in their relationship. He basically waits for her to leave so he can go onto the computer. And this is before OnlyFans. To go onto the computer to Pornhub or some other site and fucking whack one out because he can't do it anywhere else. He doesn't even have the ability to It's like that. So yeah, you can be lonely in your own damn relationship. You can feel that nobody fucking cares about you, even your own partner. It has happened. So, while okay, let's go back to what I was saying here. Whether or not couples are open about it is less shocking that large cross-section of the hetero-passing couples identify as bi or pansexual. Like assuming most opposite-sex couples are heterosexual, or that most OnlyFans users are single men, it's a tricky assumption to believe that married men may not also experience loneliness. Lead author of the recent study, Stacey Diane Arenes-Latam, who was an assistant professor of counseling education at Cleveland State University, wrote in an email, "They very much can and do. Loneliness might drive some married and single men, and women and non-binary, to OnlyFans, but that is not representative of the average user. Latam suspects OnlyFans use is more about satisfying fantasies or desires, exploring new experiences alone or with partners, and relieving boredom." Another recent study echoes similar sentiments. Researchers analyzed the responses of 425 OnlyFans subscribers, of whom 53% identified as male, 45% as female, and 0.7% as non-binary or gender non-conforming. 82% were currently in either a romantic and or sexual relationship. The researchers concluded that the content had more of a positive impact on users' relationships and sex lives than a negative one. Really? Many participants in our study reported expansions of their sexual experiences, including new sexual configurations and new relationship configurations, lead author of the study, Marie Lippmann, associate professor of psychology at California State University Chico, explains. She suspects that many couples were consuming content individually as well as together, and that most of this consumption was agreed upon. Some participants also reported an interest in exploring consensual non-monogamy with their partners. Past studies of OnlyFans have shown consistent results. About one-third of 822 partnered individuals admitted to fantasizing about consensual non-monogamy, with most wanting to try it. Instead of breaking down marriages, Lippmann believes OnlyFans may reflect changing views about marriage and relationships. She is working on a follow-up study that investigates the theory. It's entirely possible that men flock to OnlyFans for the same reason why some people consume more pornography than others. Because some people have higher sex drives and don't always have partners who match their libidos. Another possibility is that both partners in a relationship have high sex drives and use OnlyFans content to boost intimacy and have fun. Despite stereotypes about men who watch porn, consuming it online has not been correlated with addiction issues. We did that in a previous video. In fact, pornography addiction is not considered to be a psychiatric diagnosis. That said, more problematic porn use has been linked with more religious upbringings and the sexual baggage that may come with that. Like porn, there is little reason to believe that OnlyFans content is psychologically and universally harmful to those who use it. It's more likely that the shame some men have about sex combined with poor communication in their romantic relationships can lead to secrecy, disillusionment, and distrust, particularly when someone subscribes to OnlyFans without discussing it with their partner. That said, Latam's and Lippmann's work suggests that secretive subscriptions among men in committed relationships is an extreme example that does not reflect the majority. As for men who utilize OnlyFans with the consent of their partners, pivoting to paywalled content can be a way to ensure that the performers are profiting and not being coerced or exploited. With everyone from Beyoncé mentioning OnlyFans in her 2020 remix of Savage to Bella Thorne making $1 million in one day, it's possible that the platform has become more culturally ubiquitous and less stigmatized than its free porn predecessors. For instance, another 2021 study revealed that OnlyFans creators and women who are involved in sex work are frequently targets for harassment, dehumanization, and prejudice, psychologist and fellow PT contributor Mark Travers pointed out. He also cited other recent research that sex workers internalize these prejudices, which can be detrimental to their mental well-being, and again, women appear to be disproportionately affected by such biases. With the rapid growth of OnlyFans since the lockdown, there was a sevenfold increase in subs in 2020 alone, according to the Financial Times. It makes sense that experts like Travers are concerned with the psychological effects on the performers rather than the consumers scrolling through the content. It is difficult to know what the long-term influence OnlyFans will have on creators and users alike, for better or worse, without much time passing. Research about OnlyFans is just starting to emerge, and we will learn more about the longitudinal effects on creators, users, and society at large as the research continues to develop, Lippman said. In the meantime, married men who make up a majority of OnlyFans users appear to be no worse off in relationships or alone in their basements. And some of them may have more communicative, connected, and adventurous partnerships than if they were simply sneaking off to watch porn. Alright, so what do you think about that?
I'm not fucking surprised.
Yeah, so...
I remember a story of a veteran married man who gave, like, $30,000 to an OnlyFans model. Or was it a Twitch streamer? Point is, they gave an obscene amount of money to a woman on the internet, even though they were married and had no reason to do something that stupid.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's
I'm sure they're just trying to figure out a way to reframe this to be in their favor.
Maybe.
And convince them it's still okay to get married. You can see. You can have your OnlyFans and be married.
Yeah, I mean, they really are trying to...
A certain queen of the universe would tells me otherwise.
Certain queen of the universe?
Empress and her spurging about porn.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone knows OnlyFans is porn, like...
Yeah.
Maybe a few years ago you could have gotten away with that, but no. Everyone knows OnlyFans is porn.
Absolutely. Yeah, everybody knows it is now. You can't even... You mention the name and somebody automatically says, you know... I mean, even women, I've talked about it, and they're like, oh, you're talking about OnlyFans. They know what it is, and they laugh about it. They know it's porn. But, we do have another article here. This is February 15th, and it was related to the article I talked about. So, since we were talking about porn, can watching porn help escape meaninglessness? Wow, this is a hell of a fucking... That's a hell of a topic. The relationship between porn use, boredom, and meaning in life. People watch pornography for a variety of reasons. Stress reduction, sexual curiosity, self-exploration, the satisfaction of sexual fantasies, etc. One important motive for pornography consumption is escaping meaninglessness and boredom. Boredom refers to an unpleasant experience that occurs when there is a mismatch between one's need for arousal and the stimulation available. Okay, so they're not talking about just being fucking bored with nothing to do. They're talking about wanting sex, but there's nothing to stimulate. We may describe a person, movie, game, lecture, party, day, or even one's life as boring. Okay, so no, they're wrong. I'm wrong. They were talking about one's need for... When they say arousal, arousal isn't just sex. It's also, you know, you just... It's your drive to do something. It's basically, hey... I want to go play this game. I want to write this book. I want to read this book. I want to, you know, do this, do that, you know, all that kind of thing. You need some kind of stimulation for that. And if you don't, then you're going to be bored. A lot of people get bored and they watch porn or doom scroll or whatever. It is associated with concentration difficulties and feelings of unease, restlessness, and agitation. Therefore, can motivate engagement in more stimulating, valued, and meaningful activities. Sometimes, however, boredom motivates escape from the self, meaning engaging in pleasurable but mindless activities. Some examples are unhealthy eating, using drugs, obsessive online gaming, and of course, compulsive pornography viewing. A recent study on boredom and pornography consumption supported the theory of escape from the self. The study conducted by Moynihan et al. I don't know, it's like Moynihan et al. And published in Personality in Individual Differences is examined below. So basically they have it here. Investigating pornography consumption, boredom, and meaninglessness. Sample, 179. There were 104 men and 143 heterosexuals, residents of Ireland and the UK. The average age was 30. Methods. The frequency of pornography viewing was assessed. Perceived meaninglessness was measured using the presence of meaning subscale of the Meaning in Life questionnaire. Sample item. My life has no clear purpose. Boredom proneness was assessed with the Boredom Proneness Scale, short form. Example, in most situations it's hard to find something to do or see to keep me interested. Pornography viewing was measured using three subscales, emotional avoidance, excitement seeking, and sexual pleasure of the pornography consumption inventory. Sample item, it, pornography, provides an opportunity to be distracted from life challenges. Results, the study examined whether meaninglessness might predict greater pornography viewing via boredom and using pornography for emotional avoidance. Researchers evaluated this relationship using scales that measure pornography use for excitement seeking and sexual pleasure, and the results showed significant indirect relationships in each case. Boredom, lack of meaning in life, and low self-esteem. In summary, the data analysis supported the existential escape hypothesis. It concluded, pornography consumption may function, they said may function, as a means of dealing with perceived meaninglessness signaled by boredom. Of course, not every person who experiences chronic boredom decides to watch porn or develops problematic porn use. What determines how people cope with meaninglessness partly depends on their self-esteem. People with high self-esteem usually cope by engaging in meaningful activities. For example, they reflect on nostalgic memories, volunteer for a good cause, or try to emulate their role models. By contrast, those with low self-esteem or incoherent worldviews are more likely to choose the coping strategy of escape from self-awareness. As noted, other than watching porn, some examples of escape from the self are eating comfort food, drinking to excess, compulsive video gaming, and mindless and anonymous online interactions. Takeaway. Individuals who experience meaninglessness or threats to meaning in life may attempt to escape from it by engaging in mindless but pleasurable activities. Water is wet. For instance, they watch pornography for excitement and sexual pleasure, which serves as a distraction from uncomfortable feelings and distress associated with the experience of existential meaninglessness and chronic boredom. People cope with boredom by engaging in pleasurable but mindless activities such as viewing porn tend to have low self-esteem. I don't need a fucking article to tell me that. High self-esteem individuals usually cope by engaging in healthier, more useful activities such as reflecting on nostalgia. What is this bullshit about nostalgia? I'm remembering when Al Bundy said, I mean, is that healthy? I mean, is that what it is? I'm remembering the Power Rangers or Batman. You know, I mean, is that, I mean, that's what they said, nostalgic behavior, nostalgic memories. That's considered healthy. Engaging in altruistic behavior and emulating their role models. So I guess you have to, like, donate, you know, you donate to people or whatever, and it's better than playing video games? I don't know. Some self-help...
Well, so in my case...
Okay.
Hey, you know, the video game here...
Hold on, one at a
charity.
One at a time.
Yeah, so I, like, invent shit when I'm bored.
Sure.
I mean, I also sat. So I don't know if that means I have like I have pretty high self-esteem. But I don't see that like resulting in me like I have pretty extensive consumption of hentai, but I also put a lot of my work into like inventing shit,
mm-hmm.
like building stuff.
Right.
So I feel like this guy has seen something that's not there.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Hoshi, you had something you had to say?
I mean, they've already figured out how to make video games more like a charity. Have you seen these fucking DLC expansion pass bullshit things we do now?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, yeah, you're definitely not wrong about that. They're doing that for sure. I mean, honestly, there's really no need for me to even continue with that article. And the reason why is because we know. Basically, all they're trying to do is say, some people that are bored, look, like, they did this whole study. to prove what a lot of people already know. Now, I know why they do these studies, because they want like concrete answers. Okay, that's fine. But some things are common sense. Some people are bored, and when they're bored, you know, when some people are bored, they do what Revy said. They invent things. Some people, you know, write, like, there's writers. They might write a book. They might create something. Some people find other things to do. I mean, it's not always, you know, creating. Some people make music. Some people listen to music. Some people play games. Some people watch movies. Some people do things like that. There's all kinds of things that people can actually do. So, it's not that. But some people, they might mindlessly browse porn. And maybe they do have a low self-esteem. Like, I'll be honest, when I browse porn, like, on my thing, it's with a goal in mind. Once I've achieved that goal, I'm done! Ah, well, that's it for that. That was fun. Okay, let's go to the next task, which is usually bed. Yeah, usually bed is right after that, you know? That's just usually how that works. It's a good stress reliever, as they said on in the article. It's a stress reliever. Sometimes you have a lot of stress, anxiety. I'm prone to anxiety. It helps. You know, a little bit before bed, you're good. But some people, they can't. They're just like, I feel so bad, so I'm just going to look at porn all the time. And I don't know, maybe they think that the sexual pleasure will take them away from whatever they're going through. See, this is the thing I don't understand about OnlyFans. You know, because we were talking about OnlyFans. And even if the research is true, and there's a lot of married couples doing that, because they want to have fantasies that they can't have otherwise. This is why that woman contacted me, by the way. She contacted me because she couldn't have the fantasies with her husband that she thought she might be able to have with me. Okay? And she didn't want her husband to know about it. So, she wanted to contact me because, and then she thought I might be too vanilla. She's like, oh, well, you might be too vanilla. I don't know if I want to do things with you. You may not be able to do what I want to do. And I said, as long as there's nothing going in my, you know, that area, we're good. No pegging. I'm not into that. No, fuck no. But, you know, basically, we talked about all this stuff. And again, I didn't like it so much that she was doing this behind her husband's back. I understand why she's doing it, but, you know, I know how Drex does his thing. I'm not that guy. Like, Drex does his thing, man. He wants to go ahead and meet him in hotels and all that, fine. But this woman, nah. I said, look, this guy you're telling me about and all this other thing, he's this... I mean, I don't even know. He didn't look like a big ex-military guy. I saw pictures of him. He looked like a regular old dude. And it's like, oh, he's mean. And it's like, I don't know. I said, I don't have any... Like, honestly, she can tell me everything. But until I hear it from him, it means nothing. Like, she can tell me he's the worst man. She can tell me he's Hitler reincarnated. But guess what? Until I actually hear from this guy or get his point of view, I can't be sure. It could just literally be a woman lying about a guy because she wants to get laid by somebody else. Maybe their sex life isn't doing so well. Maybe she likes what I have in my pants more than what he does. There's a lot of things going on here. There's a lot of reasons. But again, yeah, people are going to do that. They're going to go and find things that they're not getting in their relationship. So I understand what they're saying about going to OnlyFans for the fantasy that they can't get with their partner. That part I get. But what I am seeing is that there are definitely other people on there trying to get pics. Because I know women on social media that post pictures of guys that have been in their inbox looking for pictures. You know? And I'm like, okay, what's... What do you get from this? You know? To me, it's like... Do you think that this gets you closer to the woman? By getting a nude image of her? This is how you get closer to her? I don't know, man. It doesn't work like that for me. You know? It's like, It's kind of like the... It's like if you played hentai games because you thought that's how you would get closer to the 2D hentai character that you want to have sex with. Like, if you had the ability to go into the anime world, you know, but by playing this game, it gets me closer to the anime world. Now, some people may believe that. Maybe with technology and all that shit, we might be able to get it damn near close where you can fuck a 2D waifu, whatever. But what I'm saying is, right now, you can't actually go in there and do that. So by playing a hentai game, that doesn't get me closer to having sex with that actual character. So the same thing I'm saying is, getting a picture of a woman does not get you closer to having sex. The only time that happens is if she's actually interested in you from, you know, she's interested in you. You both have means of transportation to get there, and you're both willing to do this. If she's like, hey, let's meet up, here's my pictures, this is what I look like, blah, 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 then yeah, that's fine. That's your doorway in. She's basically showing you what you're getting. Is this, you know, is this what you want? You know, sometimes a guy will be like, no thanks, and he can actually, I mean, again, there's some real Chad guys out there that can be like, I don't want this. Yeah, it's not what I thought it was. And of course, she'll be heartbroken and shit because he's a good-looking, you know, kind of guy. But then there's ones out there to be like, oh, yeah, this is what you're getting. It's like, oh, yeah, that's great. We're going to meet at 7 o'clock. You know, let's get this ready. And that was just your door in, you know. So all these guys asking for pictures, it just doesn't make any sense to me. It's just like... Why would you want a picture of a random woman that you don't even really know, haven't talked to, don't know shit about? Like, I mean, are you that hard up? Honestly, it doesn't make any sense to me, guys. I don't get it. Am I the odd one out? Like, when I wanted to talk with a girl, or when I wanted to, you know, get with a girl, I'd at least fucking talk to her first, make sure she wasn't gonna try to kill me, you know? There's some crazy women out there. I mean, let's be honest. It's crazy men, crazy women. You want to make sure that if you're going to be with somebody, that they're cool, that they're, you know, not going to freak the fuck out because you did something, or, you know, there's a lot of things that can happen. You don't want to... One of the worst
it's
things
validation.
You can... One of the first things... Huh?
It's validation. So it's like... You know how you go in OnlyFans, and it's not OnlyFans, I forgot what it was, but it's like...
Oh yeah, I know about that. Yeah, I know that.
So, when you go on a dating app and you get nudes from a girl, you know that... When you get those nudes, you know that she sent them to you specifically. And that gives it a little bit more value. I think that's a psychological thing.
Maybe. I mean, maybe. I can see that. I can definitely see that. But what I'm saying is a lot, but we're not talking about OnlyFans in general. We're talking about a guy that goes on to social media to ask for a random woman's nude pictures. Like, that's what she's there for. Or that's what he's there for. He's just trying to get pictures of her. He doesn't really know anything about her. He just knows that she looks hot. And that's it. Like, there's no parasocial relationship with her. There's nothing like that going on. It's just he wants pictures. That's it. And a lot of girls have been showing me these guys. They creep up. Sometimes they're trying to get with their daughters because, you know, I am that age where some of the women I'm talking about have daughters that are of age, and there's some creepy dudes like that. So what I'm saying is there's a lot of guys out there that are not trying to look for the parasocial relationship. They just want nudes. And I'm just like, why do you want the nude that bad? I mean, what does that do for you? I don't really get it, you know, because as I said, porn's free. I don't really understand why you would want to go to a random woman on the internet and ask for pictures. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Parasocial relationship.
Really? I mean...
That's why you do it. You're looking at it too objectively.
Yeah, you're forgetting there's an emotionally charged aspect that's just not going to function on logic because it's about validation or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Feelings. Like, in spite of what the feminists think, men actually have them.
I feel like it's maybe because we are, like, into... I'm like very much into like the 2D thing.
Right.
So, I don't really care about like approval from 3D women.
Right. Well, I gotcha. I understand completely.
But I feel like normal people who still like desire validation.
Yeah.
It's them not being able to get it from the source they want. And they can't get over the fact that the 2D isn't real, so they need to make it real somehow, or it doesn't count.
I think it's just kind of, I don't know, it's lost on me.
Think about it like PUA.
Feelings are not logical.
Huh?
It's like PUA, like, because the whole point of PUA is like, oh look, I managed to hook up with this random girl, and... Yeah, but like, I mean, you hooked up,
yeah.
And that was it. You
so
didn't
he can go tell everybody. So he can go tell everybody
right,
about
but
it.
But it's like, it validates you as a man, and I think that getting nude pictures is like a light version of that.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I guess that could be it. I mean, for me, again, I'm more into... I mean, I don't know. As far as 2D characters go, there's a few I like, but not that many. I mean, it's to each their own, but there are some I definitely will tell you, oh yeah, that one I like. But it's rare. I got more into the 3D models. The model, you know, the AVN stuff, those characters. And so does DP, weirdly enough. My co-host gets into those characters. That's because they've got them looking very much like real women at this point. They're getting very close to making them look like real human beings with the rendering and technology and things that we have that we didn't used to have back in the day. I mean, we might be able to make... I mean, even back in the 90s, we could make a very attractive-looking waifu. But if we're talking about a rendered model... Like, we're talking about blocky Lara Croft, and people thought that was hot back in the day. Like, oh man, that Lara Croft. You know, and she had those blocky pixel boobs and everything. Yeah, but that was... People thought that was hot back in the day. So, it's... It's definitely changed. But that's what kind of gets me, though, as far as this new thing. And again, I don't think I've ever asked a woman for nudes. I've always had them sent, but I've never had a woman actually, or never asked one for them. That's one thing I don't think I've done, that I recall. I'm not saying I never did, but I don't recall me doing that. It's not something that just rings a bell that I'd say, oh yeah, there's just one. I don't even think it ever crossed my mind. Now, I have sexted back and forth with quite a few women, but, you know, it was all consensual, and there was no issues and anything like that, but... Let's see. Okay, so this game is fucking great, by the way. It's like, Hoshione, you have a Switch. You need to get this.
What is it?
30XX. When you get it, you'll be like, okay, so I'm not getting that Mega Man game, but it's... Dude, it literally is just... It's Mega Man X, dude. It literally is.
Is it a cartridge game, or is it something I gotta download?
You gotta download. It's only a gig, man. Shit. It's not that big, and it's worth it. It's worth playing full price. It has a roguelite mode, but then it also has a regular mode. You can play it like a regular game, regular story mode. And knowing you, how much, like, you told me about your shit with Bloodstained, you'll probably have no problem with it.
Yeah, I saw through that game pretty quick.
Yeah, so, yeah, this plays exactly...
I want to play as Zangetsu next, since it actually has a mode that intrigues me.
Yeah, don't worry about 20XX, but definitely play 30XX. It just hit 1.0, so it's on Switch. I think it's on Switch now. Okay, now they're letting you play Standard Mode. That's Die and Retry. Mega Mode. It doesn't have permadeath. It just returns you to HQ with all your level progress intact. It's still randomly generated, but you can die and retry a given level until you emerge victorious. Recommended for those who enjoy this. Yeah.
And so it's roguelike at the
moment? Well, no. It's roguelike, but it has a story. So it doesn't have permadeath. You can take the permadeath off.
Okay, but it's still randomized, not set uniform content that's just standard.
I'm not sure. I haven't really played. Now, 20XX is like that. 30XX is different. I'm saying that the level that you're playing is randomly generated, but I don't know if it's randomly generated. Well, what I'm saying is, though, it's not like, say, you're in a water level. It's still going to be a water level. It'll just have a different layout. So, like, if you die in a water level, you'll just go and it'll have a different layout.
I hate that.
Really? I don't think it's really an issue. I mean, it's whatever. But I like the idea. Oh, wow.
An intentionally designed level is intentionally designed for a reason. A randomizer level isn't necessarily going to get you that kind of well-designed experience. It's not going to have gradually teach you how to play the game and introduce a mechanic type of shit.
Right.
It's just, we're going to throw shit at you and you'll have fun.
I don't know if that's the way you designed this one. Because right now I'm looking at like a Mega Man boss screen, kind of. Like, where they have different levels you can go to. So, it says Echo Beast, Absolution, Penumbra, Legacy, Deepverse. It basically just gives me different levels like in any Mega Man game. So, what it does is, you can play as Nina or Ace. Nina is the Mega Man character, Ace is the Zero character. So, yeah, they did that. But, yeah, that's pretty much what the game is. It looks like it might be pretty fun. I definitely want to play as Nina, though. I don't want to play as, Ace. I don't really want to play it as Zero. Unless you can do that bullshit move in Mega Man X 4 and 5 where you can just... I used to do this upward slash and just do, like, shitloads of damage on all the enemies with this damn... It's kind of like a... Like, similar to the space jump in Metroid, except that you had your sword.
Man, I... You talking about the one where you just, like, you stay suspended in the air and you spin?
Yeah, I used to do that.
Once you start learning to string together Zero's moves, that's when you can destroy people. Like, in Marvel vs. Capcom 3, Zero was my main because he plays just like in the X games.
Oh, shit. But I will say, since, you know, you're kind of curious about the, I have played Mega Man X-Dive. I have played that on the mobile. So I can tell you pretty much what it is. Alright, so basically...
Okay, so I have a question. Is that... Someone was saying that it's stripped down from the main game and it doesn't have all the shit that's in it now.
Okay, I'll tell you what, that's actually bullshit. So basically what they did is they gave you all 900 levels, including the rare levels that were only available during holidays. So you get the holiday levels. That's cool. And you also get over 100 characters, and that's more than enough. I'm talking, you don't just get the X characters. You get Legends, you get Battle Network, you get all those. You get manga, special characters, everything. Heroes, villains, everybody.
So what's missing?
Only thing that's missing is the crossover content. The crossover content is like a Devil May Cry, or, you know, if it was a different Capcom game and crossed over, like Street Fighter or Devil May Cry. So there's about three or four of those that aren't in the game, but for me, that's not a deal breaker, because you've got all the Mega Man stuff. If they got rid of all the Mega Man stuff and all the waifus, because that game has shitloads of, it has playable waifus, dude. You can play as Aelia from Mega Man. You play as all of them. They got all the best role versions. No. Whoever told you it was stripped down, absolutely lying. A matter of fact, what you're getting is a version of the game that you can actually play and have fun with. Let me tell you what Mega Man X Dive was at first when I played it. The first few levels... the first level in the game is the highway. It's the highway stage, but it's like the highway world. They split it into parts, okay? So it's like small sections, okay? That's how the game is set up. So when we say like 900 stages, we mean like 90 stages. Because each one has maybe about 5 or 6 or 7 parts in it. Some of them have mini bosses and stuff like that. Some of them have all the main bosses that you would expect are there. But the only difference is, in the real game, it kind of forced you to grind like hell. Because it would, you know, I made it to the third world, right? Which was basically the cave stage, armored armadillo. So, basically, when I got up to there, you know, I would go to fight armored armadillo, and I was under-leveled. And you know what they wanted me to do? They wanted me to either go back to the other levels and grind, or spend money to buy better shit. So you won't have to do that anymore. You won't have to spend money to, you know, do extra shit. If you notice in the trailer, everything gets dealt tons of damage. Which means you can kill almost everything in one hit. Maybe some bosses take a little longer. But they basically made it a lot easier. Now, I don't know if there's going to be difficulty modes or what they've done. But I do know for a fact that you're not going to have to grind and gotcha, because none of that's necessary. But what I will say you'll have to do is you'll have to upgrade every part of your armor. Like, that game has equipable armor. As in, if you want to have a certain leg armor, you can have that leg armor. But say you want to have a certain buster, you can have a certain buster. There's all kinds of different busters you can have. There's all kinds of different headgear you can have. And you want to upgrade that, and you want to give that new moves. There's all kinds of new moves for everything. There's a missile that Mega Man has. It's actually very fucking useful, too. You'll want to use that. The buster is a bar. You can't just hit the full charge buster as many times as you want. You have to wait till it, you know, it has a cooldown. But it's a really fast cooldown. It's just like you wait like a second and then you hit it. And then you wait a second and then you hit it. It doesn't really bother me, and it adds a little bit more challenge to the game, I think. So, I don't know if there's items that can make that cooldown.
So you can't just charge up your laser?
You can, but it has a cooldown. Like I said, it charges up automatically. It does an auto charge, so you have it whenever you need it. Usually on the mobile, it's just a little button that you push, and it'll just do like a full blast. And then you just have to wait like a second, and then you'll do another full blast. Again, it gives you that strategic element, because you're not just going boom, 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 boom. You have to wait a little bit. But that's just like in the regular games, because it takes a while to charge anyway. Like, when you charge a full... Like, what I'm doing right now, if anybody, you know, would watch, see the screen here, I'm actually charging my full buster. So, yeah, it takes a while. I can't just go and do a full blast whenever I want.
Oh, so it's like that auto-charge power-up in one of the main games.
Yeah. It does the auto-charge. It does that for all your weapons. But some of them are faster than others. It just depends. And you can probably get gear and upgrades and stuff for that. Because everything in the game is upgradable.
So can you still just prematurely shoot off regular shots?
Yes.
Or half charge shots?
Yeah, I think you get a numbered amount, but you can increase that. Like, you get 30 shots. But you can increase that. So it's not, again, This game didn't piss off Mega Man fans because it got better. At first, people were like, ah, this is crap. But then it got better. And it got better and better and better. And people just started enjoying it. And they brought so much interesting shit into the game that people kept going in. So it lasted a long time for a gacha, believe it or not. It just,
Yeah, no one's bitched about it. I've seen fan art right and left of
it. Yeah, it's really good. Again, if this was crap, I would have told you it was crap. Because I thought it was crap for the first hour. But then I kept playing, and I'm like, oh, they did decide to design some of these stages. And no, there's not random generation in that game. Don't worry, there's no random generation. All the stages are as they are. They're the way you want them to be. So you don't have to worry about that. Even though, to be honest, what I'm playing right now in this game is fucking fire. Like, this feels like Mega Man. So, let's see. Oh, I bought this, by the way. I didn't buy it for... Well, I did. I bought the Steam version, but I gotta, you know... I'm gonna be honest. I did pirate the game, but I bought it. Like, I paid for it. I straight up said, I'm gonna support this guy because I believe in this fucking game. I think what he's doing is awesome. I actually talked to him. He's just one dude. Chris something or other. He runs Battery Staple Games. He did 20XX, and now he's doing 30XX, and he's a big Mega Man fan. Like, he's one of the... Like I said, he's a fan designing this game, you know? He's designing it as a fan of the series. So, it's not like a real big game. It doesn't have millions of dollars put into it, but it's fun. It does exactly what it's supposed to do. And the guy even said he would make it DRM-free, but... well, the second one, anyway... But it has all this online shit. Again, a lot of people are playing this online because this game has online co-ops. You can actually play it with your friends online. But, ooh, cool. Oh, that's neat. Okay, anyway, yeah, it's a good one. It was only 30, maybe it was 30 bucks? No, I don't even think it was that. I think it might have been 15. So, yeah, it's fairly priced and very fun game. But again, the guy was pretty cool, and I decided to get it to support it. Alright, so who else is still here? Everybody gone? Is it just me talking to myself?
No, I'm here. You're just long-winded talking about things. I let you talk.
Oh, yeah, you know how I am. I'm also pretty tired because I stayed up with DP late last night doing shit. And again, you can blame Jew for that shit because he's the one that had me doing the stable diffusion last night. Well, he didn't have me doing it last night, but he's the one that told me about it. And I finally said, you know what? Let's try this shit. You know, DP likes art. Let me generate some art for him. And all of a sudden, I ran into a goddamn bug and... Dude, that shit had my computer. Like, that shit had my computer running. Holy crap.
Just use AI. You don't have to use your own processing power, and it's free.
Just use what?
PixAI.art.
Oh, yeah. I already have an art thing that I use, but what I'm saying is I had one on my own. I said that would be cool if I could use an uncensored one.
It's not censored. I can make anything on that damn thing.
Okay, you...
Like, I've been playing around with, like, different hentai bullshit, but it's like, no one cares.
Okay.
Anyways.
Okay. That's fair. I wasn't sure.
Like, you have a lore of everything, and you can just upload whatever lore as you want.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Because, so, yeah, it's like you can combine waifus, positions, etc.
Right.
The only thing I haven't figured out how to do is, like, if you want two different specific characters in the same picture. Then it starts confusing it, but it's a matter of me not knowing how to bump shit.
Right. Oh, yeah, I get it.
Too many people, like, hiding their homework as if...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, I know that... I don't know what's going on with that server. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to turn this off, but I do want to talk for a second before I leave. So, I'm done. I didn't really have a whole lot to say on this episode. I thank you guys for joining us, and I'll be back next time. Hey, the game is 30XX. You can get it on Steam, and I hope you guys enjoy it. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord. I'm out. See you next time.